Hey, Ben.
Hey, Tanner.
Have you ever seen Bridge to Terabithia as a kid?
Let's reel it in.
Bridge to Terabithia, bro, is
a movie.
It's a movie. But let me tell you this real quick.
Not a lot about bridges, though.
Nothing about bridges.
Maybe the last five minutes has a bridge in it.
At the end.
What a lie.
Dude, we got drinks.
We got drinks.
We got liquid death, everyone. Tell if you don't know what liquid death is, neither do we. It's mineral water. It looks like Miller Lite.
Mountain water.
Mountain water.
Yeah. It's water
That's
in a
where
can.
Brian Laundrie's hiding.
Who?
Brian Laundrie?
I don't know.
Brian the Gabby Petito case?
Does he do laundry?
You're joking, right?
I know nothing.
You don't know
about
Brian Laundrie?
I don't know anything.
I'll give you a real quick summary, okay?
Okay.
Brian Laundrie, here, real quick. Let's drink first.
One, two, three.
Right. It tastes refreshing. It tastes really good.
Wow. Whoa.
It's weird how much I like this because I feel like it's weird coming out of a can. You know what I mean?
I think that's what makes it so good.
That's really good.
I can't describe it. It's not fizzy at all.
Right. No fizz.
It's like a faint froth. As if I were drinking it from a mountain stream itself.
100%.
Yeah.
Man.
I got to do one more. Okay.
My brain is telling me not to like it, but I do.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep drinking that throughout the whole episode, I think.
It's from the Alps. Okay, so the Brian Laundrie case is this girl and her.
Oh, I already know what it's about. You just said the girl, and now I know. It's about the girl and her boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And she went missing, but they actually found out she died.
I don't know. Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
They found
her
body. So he came back from a trip. So they went on a trip. Only he returned. And then they're like, "What the heck? What's up with Gabby? Where's she at?" And then the parents didn't say anything. Like he's not talking. Turns out, like he like fled. Like he's gone. Like they don't know where he's at. And so people think he's in the mountains hiding. And then while he's hiding, he's been gone for like a month. He's been hiding for a month. And FBI police cannot find him.
He's still missing?
He's still missing.
Still missing, right?
Yeah, find him. Find him, guys. But the thing is, they found out that... they found her body. Then a couple weeks later, or like a month later, they like did an autopsy report and they found out like she was strangled.
He definitely did it.
He did it, but like, why isn't, you know, some people just want to run. Anyway, let's talk about the lighthearted movie Bridge to Terabithia.
Anyway, Bridge to Terabithia.
Bridge to Terabithia, bro. It's a PG movie that came out in 2007.
Mm-hmm. For pretty gates.
Pretty yes.
gates on top of those, that one bridge at the end of the movie.
Okay, so we got to do the summary timer.
Yep.
Which we have the handy dandy iPad.
Look.
What?
Hey, Steve wanted to let you know that he's proud of you.
Who?
From Blue's Clues.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
All right, bro.
Don't start now. I'm not ready. Okay, gosh, dude. All right, here's the timer. Here we go. So, Bridge to Terabithia. So, this kid, his name is Jess, right? Jesse. Jess?
Hey, Jesse.
So, Jess is a loser. And he wears his sister's pink shoes, and he tries, and he's just not cool. Then there's this new kid in town. Her name is Leslie. It's the new girl. She's with Zooey Deschanel's new girl. And so she Zooey Deschanel.
No, that's the teacher.
The new girl.
Okay.
So anyway, So new girl. They do this race. She wins, and he just like doesn't like her. But she's still friendly, so nice. And so then eventually Jess succumbs to being friends with her.
Yeah.
So then they hit it off. They become friends. And they, you know, and meanwhile, there's these punk kids at school.
Yeah.
Zooey Deschanel is the teacher that Jess really, really likes, which is really weird.
As did I when I was Jess's age. But anyway.
Right.
Right.
And she's an elf. So anyway, she... Okay, so one day Leslie and Jess are like, "Yo, let's go in the back forest," because they live right next to each other. They're like, "Yo, let's go in the back forest and you know, have fun." So they go and they swing across this water.
Oh.
And they're like, and then all of a sudden, like, they start daydreaming together, I guess.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're like, hey, what's this place called? She goes, it's Terabithia. and so.
Just like that.
Just like that. Mm-hmm. So they call this place Terabithia. It's
three
not
minutes
real.
And 15 seconds.
It's not. It's not real. So they're there, right? So they
three
do adventures. They build a house together. Stop that. They build a treehouse together. And then they get chased by imaginary stuff that they both see together. Mm-hmm. There's a
so
scene.
Is it real or is it imaginary?
I don't know. We'll get into that. So anyway, then what happens? So they just continue friendship.
Yeah.
yeah. So then it comes to the point where at one point.
Do they build something together, Tanner?
I said that. They build a treehouse. So at one point.
I'm listening.
Jess takes Leslie to church. Leslie says that. She's or the little sister of Jess says that she's going to hell, which is important, I think. Okay, so then I guess they get a dog or something for her, which is kind of weird too. just random.
Why is that weird?
It's just random. Okay. Come on, dude. I gotta go. Okay.
So random.
Random. There's a bully that won't let people pee.
Hashtag
and then, man, what else is in this freaking movie, Ben?
I don't know, but we have 2 minutes left.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of time. Okay, so then, okay, let's just skip to the good part. so,
oh no,
Zooey Deschanel, the teacher, asks the 12-year-old boy if he wants to go alone to a museum with him, and he says yes, but
sounds fine to me.
But forgets to invite Leslie. So they have a great time. Jesse comes back, and his parents are like, "Oh my gosh, we were so worried about you." He's like, "Why? What's up?" He's like, "Your friend's dead." And so all of a sudden the rest of the movie is really sad. Mm-hmm. And they get rid of the dog or the dog. I don't care about the dog. What am I going into that?
Forget PT.
They go to the funeral. It's really sad. He thinks he hears her voice in Terabithia. But it's not. He's not alive. Which
a minute
is
18.
Thing. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So she's not alive. So then Jess is like sad and stuff. So then what does he do? Oh, I know exactly what he does. He goes back to Terabithia, which is just somewhere across the pond, and builds a freaking
1 minute
bridge. I have plenty of time. Why am I speeding through this? He builds a bridge, and then he takes his little sister, who he's been mean to the whole movie, and says, hey, look at this. And then they see the same thing again in Imagination World. While I have a little bit of time, I guess I'll just add some weird things about this movie.
37
So she
seconds.
Got a dog. There's a girl that won't let people pee.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher sings.
Pop-Tart. No, Twinkies. Sorry.
I don't remember the Twinkies part. What are you talking about?
Jessica Avery stole my Twinkie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, man. What the heck? What else? I don't know.
Nice.
The end.
The end.
The end. What the frick?
With 14 seconds left to spare.
Yeah.
Good job,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good job.
Woo. Okay, man. All right. Let me ask you, because I have been talking for 5 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Dude, what did you think of it then? And what do you think of it now?
So then I was not able to fully emotionally comprehend what this movie was throwing at me. Because when I watched it again, I almost cried when she died, and I didn't feel that strong about it as a kid. Yeah. I just really didn't. I'm like, oh, that's really sad. She died.
Yeah.
I don't think I just. Am I a sociopath?
You had no empathy.
No, 0%.
That's the thing.
I liked the dog a lot though. I think I cared more about the dog than I cared about.
I liked the dog though.
Leslie. I did have a really big crush on Leslie though as a kid, for sure. Because like we're the same age. I think that I'm the same age as
her,
as the actress Sophia Robb. Something or other.
I'll look it up.
I forget. Something around that. Something around that. But yeah, so in this movie, she loses
her
life. Sophia Robb. Sophia something Robb? Sophia Robb. Sophia the First? She's finding out what being royal is all about. Finding her way. It's an adventure every day. It's going to be her
time.
I'm
just going to look up Bridge to Terabithia cast. And
okay.
Okay, but continue. So that's what you thought of it then.
Yeah, and I always watched it on my grandma's box TV.
Okay.
So it was always going to skip at certain parts. I knew it was going to skip at. So it was really just nice to watch it all the way through this time and just really take on the emotional avalanche that was coming my way. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so Anna Sophia Robb.
Anna Sophia Robb.
You said she was like your age?
Yeah.
Yeah, wrong. She's 27.
Oh, shoot.
She's not even my age.
Dang. So I was trying
What a
to...
weird name, though. Anna Sophia Robb. Anna Sophia is Robb. one word.
Mm-hmm. Is it hyphenated?
The A is capitalized and the S is capitalized.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got you.
She's a cute actress.
That's for sure. Yeah. In this movie, she lost her life, and you know, Bethany Hamilton lost her arm. Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Okay. And you already said you're now.
Pretty much. Yeah. Sad.
Yeah. Real sad.
Sad. Had to deal with the whole like afterlife thing, dude. Like, had to deal with all that. Really process that. Think about it for a while.
See, that's the thing about this movie that kind of. It was weird because, like, they're like, oh, let's touch on what happens after we die. And mm-hmm. then she dies. And then it makes you think, like, shoot, like, is she in heaven or hell? You know?
I don't even want to know. I really don't even want to know.
Leslie.
No! Don't do that again. I don't like that.
Okay.
Let's cut that part.
Can I explain why I did that? Okay, here, I'll tell you. Okay. So Ben and I recorded this episode before.
We did.
We did this episode last week, and it took a while. Like, we were here late recording, mm-hmm. and, like, we got the whole episode. We went through the whole episode, and we got it done, okay? We're literally having
like
the same
conversation.
Like freaking
champs.
Yeah, it was like champs. And so we went through this episode, and then all of a sudden, like, we, like, finish, and then Ben is uploading the footage of me. So mm-hmm. if you're looking right at me.
Yeah.
Audio listeners. Why the heck aren't you watching us?
Because some
just
people listen
us.
To it on their drive to work.
What's
hashtag,
your friend's name? What's
thank
your...
you, Matt Fulton.
Matt Fulton?
Matt Fulton.
Matt and Fulton. Freaking look me in the eye next time.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, buddy. I'm not your buddy. But I appreciate you being a subscriber and fan. Yeah. But anyway, I was going to say, we were uploading the footage, and then all of a sudden...
we're watching it, and it's moving really
it's
slow.
It's moving really slow. And why is that? Because Ben turned on my video... in slow motion.
So the first like 10 seconds were regular, and then you
right the
just
whole
freeze.
Yeah, the whole so we recorded this episode, and if we upload it, I would have been like
moving very 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 sluggish the whole way through. He's still moving slow. He's still processing what he's saying. Oh no. Oh, he's laughing. Are you yawning? I'm going to speed that up and see if it looks natural.
Bridge to Terabithy. That's what it would have been like.
Yeah, something like that. It would have been like a 3-hour long episode.
Yeah. For
just of your face.
I know. We know you want it.
We know you want it.
Yeah, it's like we.
I know you want it.
Ooh.
That's all I'm going to sing in that song.
I don't. What is that song? I know I want you. Right?
I hate these.
What?
Blurred lines. That's what it's called.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I remember, dude. I remember that music video. That the one of the girls who was in like her underwear.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of the girls in that.
I don't remember that
music
at all.
Video. I never watched that.
I never watched that.
No, but it was like she's like a model, mm-hmm. and she was in the video. That is,
I could tell.
Do you know whose girlfriend that is?
No.
That's Gibby from iCarly's girlfriend.
Gibby!
That girl.
Gibby! He took his shirt off, and she's like, yes.
Like, I want that.
I want that.
I want
man.
No blurred lines.
Good for Gibbs.
Good for Gibbs.
Good for Gibby.
Okay, so here. Okay, let me tell you about my then and now.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I never saw this movie, so I need to preference that. All but... Right. There was another movie that I thought was this movie. So I remember as a kid, I remember thinking that like there was a movie where the main girl dies. And that movie I thought was actually The Spiderwick Chronicles. And so
oh, really?
I just assumed that was the movie.
Or
that,
My Girl with Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I thought, he dies, not her.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought Spiderwick Chronicles, that was the movie where the girl dies in the movie. So when I'm watching this, I'm like, oh, I wonder what this movie's about. And then all of a sudden she dies. I'm like, oh, it's the movie.
It's this one.
This movie.
Yeah.
So that was a curveball for me to go into this.
Yeah.
So, but, oh, that was my then, is I never saw the movie, and that's what I thought of it. So my now, mm-hmm. watching it, okay, this movie is just, it's, I'm a big critic of movies, right? You know what I mean? Like, I feel
we're
like every
critical,
movie...
We're very critical of the movies that either one of us chooses, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Besides Beetlejuice, I loved Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
But I was
the next one we have coming up is going to be...
I don't know what it is yet, but... Mwah.
Yeah, you do, recording it later tonight.
You idiot. Don't say that. We got to be consistent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They can't know we record two episodes in a night.
They won't know because I'm changing my outfit. Okay. So, but what I was going to say was this movie is, okay, it's just weird. So, okay, here's what I think of it.
Yeah.
I think it's just really weird. So I watched the trailer before I watched it. And I remember watching the trailer as a kid thinking like, yo, this is going to be like a Narnia situation. Like, they're going to this place away from their actual world, and then, like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Not what the movie is, like, at all. Like,
no.
It's very weird how, like, these two people who are not blood-related have the same imagination and picture and can see the same exact things.
Well, that's the movie part of it.
That's what I'm saying, is that, like, for me, it just, I, like... Not to say, like,
I get that it doesn't make sense, because when I was a kid, I had a hard time thinking about what was real and what wasn't real,
right?
Just like, because I didn't know what was going on.
Are they actually seeing this?
But that was maybe intentional?
Could be. My issue with it, dude, is like, it kind of like, it teased me, because I definitely thought like, this is going to be like a Narnia-like situation, but it was it was not. Like,
well, I think Narnia came out around the same time, maybe before, I don't know. So. But if it came up before, I think that this movie would have definitely tried to capitalize off of Narnia by showing more of the Narnia-esque stuff that the movie had to it to get people to see it.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And I guess, like, there was an element of disappointment, like, when I realized that, like, oh, it's not like that. Like, this is just, like, two kids, like, using their imagination. I mean, cool. But, like, you had to kill one of them? What are you doing?
I'm just crying because it's okay.
What are you doing?
It's okay. I'm just crying over here.
Don't cry, dude.
Just crying tears of liquid death.
Don't cry, bro.
Okay.
I don't know. It's all my fault. You're quoting the part where the main girl dies.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
You didn't talk about the dad at all. The dad is like one of my favorite characters of the movie.
The dad, he's just...
He's mean.
He's just angry, yeah.
He's mean. He favors the daughter over
him,
over Jesse, which is why he, you know, is mean to her in part.
Right.
But yeah. Rewatching it, I'm like, I care. All the movies we've rewatched, I pay a lot more attention to the parents than when I was a kid. How to Eat Fried Worms.
Yeah.
Aliens in the Attic.
That's true. I do too.
Yeah. But I'm still closer in age to the
kids.
To the kids.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It is weird, man, but part of me was, like, weirded out by it because, like, the dad was, like, inconsistent throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, he was very, like, angry, and then the last scene, he's like, oh, I'm going to have this touching moment with my son. That was never, like, set up, in my opinion, for that.
Yeah.
So.
Did you catch the glimpse of the Dark Master's face before he, like, engulfs the boy in his arms?
No.
If you pause the screen, like, he's got a... wacky looking scary face under that hood.
I don't want to think of that. Now I'm spooked.
it's kind of freaky. It's like it's like a Michael Myers kind of esque, just flat face with two black eyes.
I'm picturing the Scream mask.
And okay, that, but the mouth isn't open and it's a smile.
Ugh.
Yeah. Kind of cute.
I don't like that. Kind of
cute.
I just kind of like feel this weird feeling in my back because of that.
You should see a chiropractor.
The more I'm drinking this, the more I don't like it.
The first sip was really good.
It's now it just feels weird.
If it's my mouth is very I'm salivating a lot.
Me too.
Yeah, my mouth is full of bubbles.
Well, the thing is there sodium in this? Because that could be why.
Did you know that Dasani, I think, has sodium?
Yes, it does.
In the water, so that you get more Dasani water to drink because you're thirsty.
You know what sucks is a lot of people hate on Dasani, but I actually love Dasani.
Dasani is great. I work at the movie theater. Shout out AMC, and we serve Dasani, and that stuff is delicious.
I love it. I don't care what people say.
No.
People who like Nestle are weird.
Nestle?
Nestle.
What's Nestle?
It's a water brand.
Oh, I thought that was like chocolate.
There's two different Nestles.
Okay.
Thought it was chocolate. Did you compare, chocolate milk?
You comparing water to chocolate right now, bro?
Did you, hold on. Did you ever have that, that is like a tub of just chocolate powder that you would put in your milk and make it chocolate milk?
You mean Nesquik?
Nesquik. That's it. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking
I thought
of,
you
okay.
bought like, I thought you were talking about some weird off-brand container that just said chocolate powder.
No.
From like Aldi
Nesquik,
or something.
That's right. And yeah, I remember Nesquik. The commercials for it too. Wasn't it like a bunny?
It was a big old tall brown rabbit.
Man,
yeah, good times.
So anyway, you want to go? You want to get into the quotes?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, here's a couple quotes that I got from Bruce Terabithia.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Consider it a free lunch program, Farmer Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PB and jelly to the back. Bam. On the bus. Speaking of bus, I didn't bring this up last time we recorded this, but okay. I want to bring it up now.
Okay.
So he gets what's the bully's name? Jessica Avery.
Yeah,
something
so.
Like that. She so. Fake gets tripped by Jess. Like, yep. She falls over.
Yep.
And then she says, Jess tripped me. And then the bus driver makes him get off the bus and walk home.
Yep.
In what world does that actually exist?
It doesn't. Because how else is the kid supposed to get home?
He's like, all right.
Must be a small town walk. Thing. It feels like a small town thing because, I mean, at least the school I went to, like, I didn't have that.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
Were you homeschooled?
No. No, I went to a private school for most of my life with some trickled years of public school. Throughout.
Interesting. Yeah. I never really knew that.
What about you?
I went to public school.
Nice.
I have a funny story about a bus. Do you want me to tell it real quick?
Yeah.
So I had a buddy of mine. This was my sophomore year of high school.
Was it the bus?
Huh?
Was your buddy the bus?
Shut up.
Okay.
No. My buddy, here, I'll say names because I know they don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Ryan, and then this other guy, Matt. It was us three on the bus or whatever. And my buddy Ryan.
Not Matt Fulton.
Not Matt Fulton.
Not Matt,
Matt
Fulton.
It wasn't you, bro.
It wasn't you, bro. You're good.
Different Matt. But this guy, Ryan, he got his new iPhone. And he's like, yeah. He had like a really funny voice. He's like, yeah, I'm going to like go get like a, I'm going to get a Lifeproof case, you know, because I'm cool. Like, yeah, whatever. And I'd be like, cool, Ryan. You know, so then
cool, Ryan,
like a couple days later, he came back with the Lifeproof case. And he's like, yeah, check it out, you know. So then. He like was showing his, he like leaned, he like leaned his, body out. Hold on. He leaned his body out the window to like show the bus next to him. There's like people on the bus next to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, look at my Lifeproof case or whatever. And he drops. And at this point, like all the buses are rolling and like it's one bus at a time moving, one bus at a time moving, one bus at a time. And he dropped it, and the door was closed. And he tried being like, wait, you know, and at that point.
So this phone just gets slammed by multiple buses.
No, it was our own bus that okay. ran over his phone. And he looks back, and he sees that shattered. And Ryan goes, oh my God. He's like, that's ridiculous. He's like, and he's like, he goes. He's like, I had a freaking Lifeproof case on it, too. And the kid, Matt, in the back, who was high 80% of the time, went, Ryan. He's like, it's Lifeproof, not bus-proof.
That was an extra $20 if you wanted to get the bus-proof case.
Yeah, you got to get the bus-proof case.
Oh, man.
It's a yellow case.
That's good. That's
Dude, it was really funny, though. Okay, next quote. I'd shut up about those Twinkies if I were you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because Janice Avery stole her Twinkies.
Right. Right.
Janice Avery stole my Twinkies. She needs to stop with that kind of attitude.
Do that again.
Janice Avery stole my Twinkie.
The face you made.
But it's not fair. She was a good child actress.
The girl?
Yeah.
Oh, the little girl.
The daughter. No, I'm sorry, not the daughter. The little sister, yeah.
What else is she in? Because I did recognize her.
She was in a movie called Brothers with Jake Gyllenhaal and Tobey Maguire. Where she also plays a little girl who cries a lot. She's
really?
Got crying. She's got that really good like crying pout face.
Yeah,
I haven't
she
seen
does.
Her much. I saw her in like
Chubbiest
one thing.
Cheeks.
Chevy Chase.
Okay, yeah, Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase, chubby cheeks.
Okay, ready. The next one is peeing is definitely supposed to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'll get to the next one. Don't say it yet,
bro. If I said it once, I've said it twice. Free the pee.
Free the pee.
Free the pee.
Oh, free the pee.
Free the pee.
Free the pee. That was the other quote I had, and the last quote I have is. Just, it's funny to me. It just says, boys' handwriting sucks. And I'm like,
has a truer
wow, at me.
Sentence ever been spoken?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay. Traumatizing scale. I see, I don't have a traumatizing skill for this, other than like.
What about the line where she's like, "We rule Terabithia, and nothing crushes us."
That was weird.
I know. I kind of cringe at that part. I know. Even
when I was
a kid.
Cringe. I'm like,
I was just like, ugh.
Are you cringing over there?
Ew!
Cringe!
I'm leaking out of my chest.
Oh!
I gotta get back in.
Okay.
Cringe.
Cringe. Leslie, more like cringy.
Oh!
Got her so good. She's dead.
Ew!
Killed her, bro. Killed her again.
Ew!
Are you doing the Cody Coe Noel
thing
right
am,
now?
I am. Yeah. Dang yeah. It. Okay. I was going to say the only traumatizing scale for me is that it was really sad when she died. Like, I almost cried.
Yeah, dude. They sad. Know. Disney knows what they're doing.
Also, the scary thing you were going to mention, too. If I saw the thing you're describing with the cloak figure or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Then I feel like I would add more to the traumatizing scale. But I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah.
But, what would you give this?
For a traumatizing scale?
Yeah.
Just because of the existential dread aspect of it,
yeah.
With a little sprinkle of the Dark Master on top, maybe like a 3.
Okay.
3 out of 10.
Okay.
You know, it's low, but it's present.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
What about you, buddy?
I already said it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The Totten Tomato score. So Rotten Tomatoes gave this an 85%.
Okay.
Which blows my mind.
You think it's too high?
I think it is a little too high.
Okay.
But not too much bad.
Yeah.
What is your Totten Tomatoes?
Okay, so if all right, hear me out.
Okay.
So the rope, all right, that you swing to Terabithia in.
Yep.
If I knew that was going to break and I was going to die if I swing across it, if I knew this, and someone held me at gunpoint, it's always at gunpoint with these freaking traumatizing scales, or these Rotten Tomato scales, Totten Tomato scales. They said, swing across this rope 10 times, or I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I'd swing across it probably 7 times. And then would I get shot?
How many times? What?
If the rope was going to snap after 10 swings, I'd swing on it 7 times.
Okay.
So that's like a 70%.
Okay. Okay. Mine is on a scale of how many kids have to wait in line to pee, I would give this out of 10 kids. I'd give it 6 kids. I would give it like, not 60. I would give it more like a 67%.
Okay. So you said 67. I said 70.
Yeah.
Let's round it up to 75.
No, we're not rounding it
up.
Okay. Okay. We don't round up there. All right. Any closing remarks? She died too young. That's my closing remark.
She died too young.
She died way
Dang
too
it.
Young. Also, I didn't even touch this.
They did a crappy job painting that wall.
No, I wasn't going to say that. Zooey Deschanel, the teacher, asked a 11 or 12-year-old boy to go alone to the museum. She should have got fired, bro.
But she told Jesse to ask for his parents' permission.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't
like she just
does
picked
not
him off
matter.
Off the
Where's
street?
The consent? Where's the consent? That kid's a little boy.
He doesn't have consent. He's a child. The consent comes from the parents, which she told him to ask.
He's just so uncomfortable, bro. Also, she said, "I'm taking my little cousins to go." Where are the cousins? Where are the cousins in
they
those
They couldn't
guys?
Make it. That's why There's... she's taking him. They couldn't make
oh,
it.
Oh, I thought she was taking. I thought she said she was taking the cousins with.
I'm taking my cousins.
Where are they at?
Mrs. Teacher.
LOL, JK, you're in my car now.
Yeah. Lock.
Mrs. Zooey Deschanel, why did you lock the car?
Zooey Deschanel, why haven't you blinked in the past 10 minutes?
That girl looks like a fly.
Oh, but she's a beautiful fly.
Hold on. Can we do it? Zooey Deschanel's right here.
Yeah.
This is a fly. Where's the difference?
Okay, so if you're going to say that, we have to bring Emma Stone into the conversation.
What?
Emma Stone.
Okay, why?
Okay, because they both have very big eyes.
Yes.
So who wins?
In
an eye fight.
In an eye
fight. Zooey Deschanel.
Or
Emma Stone. Head to head, eye to eye. Who's going to win?
In my mind, Zooey. 100%.
Oh, Emma Stone all the way.
Oh, man. Drop in the comments if we need
to do that. Tell us what you think.
Oh, man. All right, man. Hey, I got next week's movie lined up. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, go for it.
Next week's movie is Scooby-Doo. Woo! Scooby-Doo, where are you? We got a plug, my man.
We
always forget the plug. At Tanner Reckledge, Grow and Go Podcast, Talk Time with Tandrew, Reel It In. At Twitter, at Instagram, Tanner Reckledge. What you got, Ben?
Follow me at LaCroix Boy Ben on the gram.
And Reel It In, right?
And Reel It In on
Boom.
The gram.
The gram.
And Tanner, you want to lead us out?
I'm going to lead you out now.
Keep it real.